Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I'm here with you on the eclipse night. Woohoo! We went out and tried to see it tonight. I don't know if you guys saw it. kind of the house on the horizon eclipse did out for us. So I don't know if anybody out there got a little better view than I did, but we do have our new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio today. This is a live show. Broadcast on October 23rd, and I am covering the week ahead from Thursday to Thursday. So this is going to cover from the 23rd to the 30th of October. So this new moon solar eclipse, I definitely did a lot about it last week, so I'm not going to go so deep into it this week. But it is a brand new fresh start for everybody, and it is allowing you to go very deep and to release some things and to purge and to move ahead into this new territory after doing so. Some of this may happen for us, you know, something is just no longer there, and we can move forward from that space. Some of this we'll be doing ourselves. It may happen over the course of this next 2 weeks, Monday night, Tuesday, or eclipse trigger period. So that may be a peak, you know, 24-hour period where you can see more to your eclipse story. But the new moon itself is definitely strongly active over this next 2 weeks. So you do want to launch into new sexual territory or take care, you know, move the divorce forward if that's something you're dealing with, or anything in the financial realms. This is a really powerful couple weeks to move on those things. Anything with, you know, facing mortality issues or dealing with a birth or reproductive needs or triangles or power or controlling interests, all of these are Scorpio themes. So I'm going to go through that, you know, just touch on what that is for each sign again. And then really direct our attention to the two main features of this week ahead, which are Mercury is finally going to end its retrograde. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Do a little dance. I know you guys are dancing. You got to be. This has just been brutal, has it not? So, you know, on Saturday the 25th, and gosh, I hope Mercury doesn't, you know, 2 weeks in a row, Mercury messed up my the date that I gave for Tuesday. So I just, you know, it just loves me. It does, I'm telling you. So I think my dates are all correct for this week. So Mercury goes direct on Saturday the 25th. So, you know, this is finally, we are done with our do-over. You know, if you needed to run into somebody from the past, or if you needed to rethink something with a key individual, if you needed to, you know, look back over an agreement or a sale or something in writing, or, you know, have that talk or here's some new information about something from the past regarding these key individuals, then it would have come up during this retrograde. And so now on Saturday, as it turns around to go direct, we are now ready to move forward with all the wisdom that we have gathered during this period and make choices. So, you know, you still have a couple days here to fiddle around with this a little bit, but you can expect that starting at 3:17 p.m. Eastern time zone on Saturday, Mercury is turning in the astrological sky, and we are ready to move forward. Again, this is happening in the sign of Libra. This is about justice. It is about balance. It is about equality. And it is about key relationships. So it focuses on romantic partners and business partners. It focuses on our clients and specialists. It focuses on our competitors and opponents and our representatives like agents and attorneys and publicists and the like. So that's what we're dealing with. So you can see that, you know, especially if it's hung you up a little bit, if it's slowed down the negotiations or what you wanted to do with this person, you know, or if you've been waiting on pins and needles for that decision, we finally see forward motion starting. And I should tell you, you know, as Mercury goes direct in Libra, it will move forward through Libra fairly fast. I mean, it's going to be done in forward direction by November 8th. So I don't know how many days that is. It's like, what, 13 days, like 2 weeks about, that we have to really, you know, go ahead now and move forward with this stuff. So, yeah, that's it. That's what I have to say about that. Oh, no, I want to say one more thing. And then Mercury will pass its shadow after the 10th of November. So, you know, you sticklers who want to wait, you know, to sign anything or purchase electronics and all of that until after the shadow, then you want to hold off until after the 10th. All right, so the other major thing that's happening in this week ahead is that Mars is going to change signs. So, you know, there's two personal energies here that we're dealing with, Mercury and Mars, and Mars is really about where we take action. And so on Sunday the 26th, Mars is going to move into Capricorn. And you're going to get about 7 weeks there. Mars is going to tour through Capricorn from October 26th until December 4th. And so you really want to focus where Capricorn falls for your sign. Capricorn is really, for everyone, all about goals and all about, all about goals and all about ambitions and, you know, taking the lead in projects in your life and your career and your status and reputation and any dealings with higher up types, you know. Those power people, maybe your boss or your parent or whoever. So Mars here is really going to activate this for all of us. And so I will go through what that's going to mean for each sign where you can really, you know, do the best that you can do to move things forward. Mars keeps things, you know. And so it is a motivator and an activator, but it also can stir anger. So if there are some anger issues to deal with in this new territory, this will be the time of year when you can actually bring that to the surface and deal with it, or someone might bring it to the surface for you and you find yourself, you know, confronting the issue. Mars is also about passion and where we want to pour our passion, and so you might see some sparks flying in these areas as well. Okay, so as I run through this for each sign, for Aries, you know, the solar eclipse is about you guys launching forward over these next 2 weeks, making every effort you can to move your sexual interests forward, to move any divorce proceedings forward. If you need a loan, if you want to take care of debt, if there's insurance or tax policies or people that you need to deal with, settlements, investments, commissions, your bonuses, whatever perks you're trying to get, alimony or child support or your partner's money. It's really all these outside resources. So, you know, anything that you want to move forward in these areas, this is a really good time to do it. Also, really important time if you do have anything with mortality or birth or reproductive needs or third-party situations. Then Mercury finally going direct on Saturday the 25th. You now have that two-week window up until the 8th of November to go forward now. Meet these new people, sign new agreements, purchase your electronics, involve partners, representatives, specialists, clients, even fresh starts with, you know, competitors or opponents. So it's really about your relationships over these 2 weeks. So you've had your time to rethink things. You've run into who you were meant to run into from the past. Oh, and so now it's really time to make some choices and to move forward. So you may hear from some people, you know, that have been on the fence that are new or some new project with an old person, but now it's ready to go forward. And then Mars moving into Capricorn. Well, for Aries, you know, this is your ruler. So this definitely has a personal effect for you guys. You may feel a little bit charged up, a little bit more ambitious, a little bit more like, ooh, I'm the boss. Oh, gosh, help us, right? If the Aries think they're more bosses than they already think. But, yeah, and, I mean that in the best possible way. But, yeah, Mars is really going to gear you guys up. So you will have more ambition. You will be more driven to achieve things. It is a really good period, you know, until December 4th to shine out in the spotlight in some way. You know, people will notice all that charisma of the Mars energy here. And it is a really good time for you guys to pursue career interests, to pursue personal goals, to further your reputation or fame, to deal with the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, whoever that authority type or higher up is, and express the passion, baby, or, you know, make things happen and guard against anger. For Taurus, you know, the solar eclipse is in relationship arena for you guys. So these 2 weeks are really power weeks for you. This, you know, starting today, it's out with the old and forward with the new approaches, the new habits, the new new relationships possibly, new ventures with current relationships. So really, you know, it's all about the who in the situation for you, and I don't mean the band. And so you guys really want to focus in on your romantic partner, your business partner, your agent, your attorney, your specialist, your client, your competition, advocates, whoever those key people are. And go for it, because it's a lot of power behind this, you know, boost you're getting from the universe. Mercury going direct on Saturday the 25th. It's going to give you guys that two-week period now from Saturday the 25th until November 8th And this is now your period where you can now move forward. Those meetings, those agreements, those sales, those decisions or offers that are focused on your work opportunities, could be focused with a coworker or someone you hire, could be about paperwork. This is also a really good time to get in there and make decisions or field offers or whatever when it comes to organizing or cleanups, when it comes to anything that is health-related. So fantastic, you know, two-week window for you to make some choices now, having had your relapse back into the past or your do-over there. And really, you know, key in with some important people to help you move that health matter forward. And then also animals, anything you guys want to do with that, you're now ready to hear the news or the offer, make the decision, and move forward. And then Mars moving into Capricorn for Taurus, you know, from Sunday the 26th all the way to December 4th, just about 7 weeks, you guys are going to have the fire burning when it comes to all the higher-minded topics, which means this is going to really amp up activity around legal matters, travel plans, foreigners or foreign interests or import-export. It's going to amp up energy, you know, passion and action and possibly anger. Around anything in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, with educational pursuits, with weddings, with politics or religion. So, you know, it is a let's do it time for you guys in these areas. And you're going to be willing to fight for what you want to fight for. You know, you're spark plug now. So you're ready to go. You're ready to take the lead in these areas and step up. So this is it. For Gemini, this new moon solar eclipse is, you know, you're in it now, baby, whether you sell it or not. And so you guys are ready to go these next 2 weeks. Gemini, this is really a huge, powerful, fresh start for you guys when it comes to your job. You know, there may be a new job offer. You may get promoted. There may be some new coworker or some new project you want to introduce with a coworker. You may want to hire somebody to help you. You know, anything in that work realm, this is a big boost for you guys. Also with your health, you know, is it time now? Time to start the diet, time to see the doctors, time to hire the trainer, join the gym or whatever. Start hiking, clean out the cabinets, whatever you can do. Eclipse out that bad stuff. This is also fresh starts with paperwork. So if you need to go in and get some of that tackled, really good time. And with animals. So, again, two big, big weeks ahead of you where you really can take things into that next level. When we look at Mercury going direct, this is Gemini's ruler. So, you know, it affects you personally. You may have felt a little sluggish over these last 3.5 weeks. You definitely have been kind of slowed down, that's for sure. And probably focusing on, you know, past things you were supposed to be if you did your homework. But anyway, so, you know, Gemini, now on Saturday the 25th, this energy goes forward. And so from the 25th until November 8th, you guys are now going to be able to move ahead with agreements, with sales, with writing, with interviews and auditions and talks and meetings and offers and decisions. And you guys, this is all focused on creative projects, on true love. So, you know, that love life might be getting a real kick here going forward. On children, anything you're writing or deciding on for kids. And in recreational pursuits. So, it's a you know, you got the green light after Saturday. And as far as Mars moving into Capricorn for Gemini, this is going to really fire up your sex life. Wow, just in time, right? I think the Geminis are going to be just like rabble-rousers here, man. From the 26th of October until December 4th, Mars is going to stir the heat in the sex life. It's going to stir up action when it comes to divorce, if that's something you're dealing with. It's going to stir up reproductive needs, births, anything you need to do about mortality issues. And definitely, it is a very active time for Gemini when it comes to all finances. This is the time to do it. And again, you want to be, you know, show those Capricorn themes. So be responsible, be ambitious, take the lead. You know, you've got a lot of momentum behind you to make things happen in all of these areas. For Cancer, this new moon solar eclipse, okay, eclipsing out something of the old, and you have a very powerful launch over this next 2 weeks. starting today. For those of you listening live, this is October 23rd. And so, Cancer, you know, you guys are getting this boost, brand new fresh start when it comes to your love life, your lover, you know, what you receive, what you give in love. But brand new fresh start when it's based around children, your children or children you work with or children you help, maybe children's charities, whatever children's theme that you might be involved in. Brand new fresh start with creative projects. So, you know, get those creative juices flowing. It's time to launch into new territory. And anything recreational. So, you know, very, very, your strongest two-week window of the year. So definitely be proactive. Go for what it is you want to move towards. Mercury finally coming out of the retrograde and going direct on Saturday the 25th. For Cancer, you know, now you can finally make some decisions or sign documents, make the sale, field the offer or meet or talk or decide about something going on in the home or with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation. Maybe it's like interior design or architecture, anything, you know, in that rooted part of the chart. Also relates to family, a parent or a roommate situation. So you are, you know, the do-over is over, the revisiting of the past is over. Now you're ready to move forward, you know, with this as well. And then Mars moving into Capricorn, this starts a very heated up 7-week kind of period up until December 4th. This starts on Sunday, the 26th of October. So this is going to really heat things up in your relationship zone, okay? So this is your personal relationship, your partner. It's also about your business partnerships, your clients. It's about your specialists, if you have any specialists that you need to do things with, any representatives like attorneys or agents or publicists, your competition, any of these key players. Mars is stirring the pot now. So you haven't had this kind of activity here in quite a while. This is going to make it very, very dynamic. There's going to be a lot of passion here. You're going to motivate to go after what you want. You're going to fight for what you want. There may be some anger issues that need to be faced and dealt with here. But it's on. So for Leo, new moon solar eclipse, this is in your home arena. So for you guys, these next 2 weeks, power punch for moving ahead, moving into new territory, opening things up in your home with a move, with a renovation, with a real estate deal, with your family, your roommates, your parents. Definitely time to kind of take that next chapter forward. And it is very very intense. So time, you know, you'll feel this move. And then Mercury finally going direct on the 25th. You're going to have till November 8th, so just about 2 weeks. And, you know, Leos may have really felt this one intensely because it happened in the third house, which is Mercury's natural house. So it's kind of just about Mercury being retrograde, about Mercury for Leo. So really, you know, backtracking over thoughts and ideas and decisions and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and meetings and talks and offers and proposals and, you know, your choices. So you're now ready to put an end to that. If things have slowed down, if you've had to kind of go back over and fine-tune things, now, starting on the 25th of October, you guys are ready to turn the corner, and things are going to start moving again in these areas. I should also say for Leo, you know, this is also the realm of your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips, your neighborhood, community activity. So those things are also affected. So you're going to see movement there now, too. So you're ready to make choices in new directions in these areas, and you're not going to see the same kind of slowdown. Mars moving into Capricorn on Sunday, the 26th. This is going to last about 7 weeks until December 4th. For Leo, this is really going to stir things up, heat up the action when it comes to your job. So you guys might land new work opportunities. You might really get busy on a major project on the work front. There may be some younger male showing up that you're dealing with on the work front. You know, this can really stir things up. You might have some passionate affair or kick up that work as well. This might really motivate you with a coworker. It might get you to hire some people to help you. It might be a time where you see more activity around paperwork. And in getting off the work team for Leo, this is also really a highly charged period to do something, set something in motion for your health. So, you know, whatever you've been thinking you want to do, it's now time. Mars is a fire energy. So actually, if you start a diet or a workout program or, you know, I don't know, what else, or seeing the doctor, whatever you can do for your health, if you start this with Mars moving here, I mean, it definitely is going to help you burn things off faster, help you move faster with it. So it should definitely be a good period to go for that. For Virgo, this new moon solar eclipse for you guys starting today and lasting over these next 2 weeks, really powerful for you guys to enter into new agreements, move forward in your sales in some, at some new level, start something new or take something to the next level with your brother, your sister, your neighbor, maybe around transportation, your vehicles or short trip or your local activities, might be around electronics. This is also around your offers and proposals and meetings and talks that are really important can now start to move forward into some new territory as well. So big decisions on the horizon for you guys. Definitely want to jump in there now. If you heard something or if you're waiting to hear something, I mean, this period should definitely bring it. And then Mercury going direct, that ruler of communication, you're finally kind of getting out of that slowed down phase when it comes to your personal income, when it comes to your possessions or your purchases. So now you can get things back on track in this area. If you've been fine-tuning something there, rethinking it, you know, going over the details, whatever it is, or if you've been waiting on that offer to come through with that, you know, now starting on the 25th, key people are going to be back in the mix, you know, to help you make money or to, you know, work with you on the purchases or the possessions and what's going on there. So you have till the 8th of November with that, and you definitely want to reach out to those people that can help you further that along. And then Mars leading into Capricorn for Virgo, this is your house of true love. This is your house of creative projects and fun and children. So, you know, this is really going to light a fire here, the kind of fire you haven't had in this area for quite a while. And, you know, so it's really going to help you motivate if you, you know, you've been just kind of petering along with your creative project, you know. Mars is really going to light that fire, get you really ready to do, you know, take it out there. If you have, I don't know what's been going on in your love life, but if, you know, this is definitely going to get it more passionate. And if it's not the right love affair, maybe the anger energy will come up and it'll help you move it along so you can use this 7 weeks to get out there and connect with the right person. It's just definitely a very vibrant, dynamic energy. And again, moving things forward with the kids and the fun as well. For Libra, you know, this new moon solar eclipse definitely giving you guys an open door for new income opportunities, new ways to go about your purchases, new ways to deal with your gifts and your possessions, your objects of affection, whatever that is for you. So, you know, you may be eclipsing out some old thing you did, or maybe just an old approach or an individual that was involved with you with that in some way. But now you're ready to move forward. There are going to be new opportunities. You definitely want to be proactive and look for what those opportunities might be over these next 2 weeks. Start things now. They can grow with this energy. And then Mercury going direct on Saturday the 25th. Libra, you know, this is in your sign. So you guys have been kind of slowed down. There's been this kind of backtracking into the past or news that came your way or, you know, decisions or talks or communication's been wacky, and it's really been focused on, you know, Libra, so on a key individual, a partner, a client, a specialist, a competitor, a representative, somebody like that. But, you know, really it's been kind of slowing down your ability to move yourself forward in some way. And so now on Saturday the 25th, that change, you know, you turn that corner, things start to slowly come out of that, and then in the days after, you're moving into fresh new territory, new things you can, new key people you can move into that can be good for you and what you're trying to do. And you have until the 8th to connect with these people, so fresh starts in those areas. Mars moving into Capricorn on the 26th, that's going to give you about 7 weeks until December 4th. This is going to really fire up a lot of activity in your home. So you might get, you know, there might be a passionate affair going on or you're just very motivated to renovate or to move or to launch into something with a roommate or maybe there's something with your, you know, your, I don't know, your parents, your family, something like that. So, you know, this is definitely the time for you guys to go for it. This is definitely the time when you might want to fight the good fight over something going on in the home or about property management or real estate deals or family or all that. But you can move mountains during this time. It's a time to be ambitious here, to take the lead and move it ahead. So for Scorpio, you know, new moon solar eclipse, wow, in Scorpio sign, 0 degrees. Ooh, big, you know, big, big push for the Scorpios out there. So this is really quite the open door for you guys. Pretty much anything you really would set your sights on right now, if you truly take steps towards that, you are going to see more momentum growing behind it than you would at any other time. This is just huge, powerful energy behind you guys. You have 2 weeks starting today. Focus on you, your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. You know, what is it that is for you here? And then focus on your Scorpio themes. Is it sexual? Is it financial? Is it about a divorce? Is it about a triangle? Is it about your personal empowerment or a transformation? So, you know, very, very intense, powerful stuff for Scorpio and very, you know, I think very positive for you guys to move forward on. And then Mercury, you know, you've been in that do-over, that slowdown for the last 3.5 weeks. Mercury's going to go direct on the 25th. So for Scorpio, you know, wow, this isn't kind of like a, I don't know, this is kind of the mystery bus Scorpio has been on here. There's been a lot going on kind of in secret. I don't know, you know, if it's been a lot of romantic trysts and clandestine romances or if it's been a lot of development behind the scenes on artistic projects or it's been a lot of spiritual practices or if it's been a time of healing in hospitals and dealing with addictions or recuperation and rest and all of that. This area is also about research and investigations and development. So, you know, Mercury's kind of slowed all this down, but it's kind of asked you to go back and reclaim something from your past there or to release something that's in the way so you can move forward. So on Saturday the 25th, you're now ready to start moving forward. Brand new territory, brand new opportunity, next level with current, you know, situation. So you may hear something or you may be ready to make some choices or have that meeting that's important. So that is back on track, and you have until November 8th. And it all involves key individuals, you know, your partners and clients and specialists and all that. So, and then Mars, your co-ruler, is going to be going into Capricorn on Sunday the 26th, giving you about 7 weeks until December 4th. So for Scorpio, wow, this lights a huge fire on your ideas, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, your meetings, your talks, your agreements, your sales, your offers, short trips, local activities, you know, it's all in that communication realm for Scorpio. Also might really fire things up with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, community activities, you know, and it's a big decision time for Scorpio. So Mars here, I mean, you guys are going to have like a lot of passion behind your words and your ideas. You might have some anger there too, so you got to watch a short fuse during this period, but this energy can definitely catapult you out there and really get you charged up and passionate about going after what you want. So it should be a really kind of exciting time in those areas. For Sagittarius, this solar eclipse, you guys are totally, you know, jamming out in those mystery areas over these 2 weeks. You know, this is a new launch for you guys in music, in film, in art, in sculpture, poetry, dance, any of the artistic fields. It's also a huge new beginning for you guys in those healing, hospital, recuperative parts of life. So whatever you can launch into there, this is a good time to do so. Also, anything that's romantic, you need some time away, you need a little romantic getaway or a tryst, or is there some kind of clandestine romance kicking up? You know, this two-week period is going to help you take that into the next stage. Also, your spiritual practices, very, very powerful time for you guys to recommit or to commit to some kind of new spiritual practice. So all of this is really favored and time to go forward with it. Mercury going direct on Saturday the 25th for Sage. Wow, you guys are going to, you've had this kind of either backtracking or slowdown when it comes to your social scene for the last 3.5 weeks, and maybe all the way back into mid-September when the shadow was, going strong there. So, it's been really, there's been a lot of kind of, do-over energy around your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events. Your freedom, your originality, your inventiveness, and your aspirations, really. Probably should have listed that first because it is a really important part of this. And so whatever you were kind of rethinking or taking some time away and retreating from, you're now ready to get back in that game, and you're ready to move into the next thing, the next chapter, the new people or the new ideas. And this really starts to kick in on Saturday, the 25th, as Mercury turns in the sky. You're going to have a couple weeks there until November 8th to connect with key people over this stuff. So, connecting with those representatives and partners and clients and specialists. Then Mars moves into Capricorn on Sunday, the 26th. For Sagittarius, this is stirring up a lot of fired up energy and activity around earnings, your income, around your possessions or gift, or around your purchases. So, the money flow, the personal money flow and objects that you surround yourself with. I mean, this is really giving you a lot of motivation here to go out and do something, ambitious. And you have a lot of momentum behind you here as well. So you do want to go for that during this 7-week period. A lot of passion here may be stirred. There could be some anger you need to deal with, but more than anything, it will motivate. For Capricorn, the new moon solar eclipse, this is definitely your time to launch into new aspirations. So, make a top 5 list of the dreams that you have for your life and try to take a step towards at least, all 5 of them. It's a good eclipse, so why not? You guys have fresh starts with friends, with groups, with the internet, with charities, causes, astrology, parties, gatherings, events, your freedom, your independence, your original concepts, your inventions. So in any of these areas, the solar eclipse is launching you guys out there. Be willing to eclipse out what is needed to move forward into the next chapter here. And then with Mercury going direct for Capricorn, Saturday the 25th, it turns in the sky. You've had this kind of slowdown or this backtracking and refining, revising, reworking, rethinking what's going on with your career and how you want to approach it, what's going on with your goals and your reputation and your fame or achievements or recognition, and how you're dealing with higher-ups, in your world, and whether that's professional or personal, your boss, your parent, the judge, the mentor. So Mercury's given this time to go in and kind of recess it all. Now on the 25th, you guys are ready to take that knowledge, that information, and the decisions you've hopefully come to and start to move forward with into these new agreements and decisions and offers and stuff in these areas. And you'll have until November 8th, and key people will play a part. Your partners, your reps, your clients, your specialists, et cetera, how you handle competition even. And then Mars is moving into your sign, Capricorn. So on Sunday the 26th, boost, it's like, a little fire in the pants. You guys are going to be amped up. You're going to be all fired up. You mean a little blush in the cheek. I don't know. But Mars is going to be here from October 26th until December 4th. You guys have a nice almost 7-week period here. You haven't had this kind of energy for a while. You guys are going to be fired up. You're going to know what you're driven to do, and you're going to go do it. It's a very physical energy for you guys. It's going to motivate you to pursue things for yourself, for your brand, for your name, your title, your image, your body. It's going to help you put yourself out there. You're going to feel more passionate. You also might have some anger, little explosive moments, so you have to watch for that. But it is going to motivate, and it's going to really, other people are going to notice, how driven and that kind of spark that you have, and it should attract things to you. For Aquarius, this new moon solar eclipse that starts today, this is, you guys are getting that in your goal-oriented part of the chart. So you have 2 of the most powerful weeks ahead of you to really, what is it you really want? What is that goal? What are your ambitions? And, this can play out in your career. It can play out in your personal life. And again, with those authority figures, the parent, the boss, the mentor, the judge, whoever that higher up person is. So, you know, time to eclipse out old goals or old approaches or old career patterns, and whatever that might be that needs to go, and to really launch into the next chapter in these areas. You have a lot of momentum behind you in whatever steps you take. Then Mercury's been in this do-over phase with all the higher-minded. So you might have been revisiting your past through taking a trip or through dealing with a person at a distance. You might have been revisiting the past through legal channels or educational pursuits or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through weddings, through politics or religion. You know, so in any of these areas, you were rethinking, and you've had, you know, several weeks now to really kind of slow down and look at the choices you made and rework anything that you might need to and make decisions about what you want to let go and what you want to revise and move forward with in some new way. So starting on Saturday the 25th, you've got that turning point has come, and you guys are ready to kind of, you know, okay, now I know what it is I want and what I don't want. You're ready to start moving forward. It's new stuff here. And you should see that, you know, playing out in key relationships, again, like everybody else. So over the 2 weeks up until November 8th, you're really going to see, you know, choices, offers, decisions happening here with your partners and agents and attorneys and specialists and clients over those themes. Mars is moving into Capricorn, so for Aquarius, this is taking the passion into that magical behind-the-scenes arena. So this definitely can be about 7 weeks of a passionate clandestine romance or a romantic getaway or a lot of romantic time behind closed doors. Mars can stir up all kinds of passion and activity over film projects, art projects, painting, music, sculpture, dance, poetry. You know, you might do a lot of concerts, or you might really be, you know, making music yourself. I mean, it can go anywhere in those artistic realms. Mars is going to stir up a lot of energy around your spiritual practices. It's going to stir up a lot of energy around research and investigations and development, and also anything with healing and hospitals. So, you know, that's a lot, right? So, you know, you guys have 7 good weeks to really motivate in these areas. You can make a lot happen here, and you can definitely express your passions and face any anger issues here and fight for what you want. And then for Pisces, you know, this new moon solar eclipse for you guys, it's starting today. You've got 2 weeks. This is really power stuff for you guys to move into that next territory, take things to that next level, eclipse out what's in the way or you're over. When it comes to any legal decisions and agreements or interests, when it comes to educational pursuits or teaching, when it comes to travel or people at a distance, when it comes to media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, when it comes to weddings or religion or politics. So, you know, this is asking that you step forward and move it forward and be willing to let go of whatever isn't working there so that you can take it to the next level. And then Mercury going direct on Saturday the 25th, you know, this is, you're finally out of that slowdown. You're finally out of, you know, going back into the past and rethinking things or reworking them. And so now you're really going to be ready to move forward and make some decisions. So for Pisces, this has really been asking you guys to slow down or go back over and figure out what was necessary when it comes to your sex life, when it comes to reproductive needs, when it comes to mortality issues or a birth or a divorce, or when it comes to the big financial picture for Pisces, so the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, child support, insurance, taxes, commissions, investments, settlements, partners' money, any of those fun financial topics. So, you know, if it's been driving you crazy because you haven't really seen, you know, momentum that in those areas, now you can start to transform these things and move forward and make choices or hear that offer come through or get the information you need, have those meetings and take things forward. And you have really until November 8th when it comes to key people in those situations, the partner, the attorney, the, you know, agent, specialist, client, or dealing with the competitor. And then Mars moving into Capricorn for Pisces. This happens on Sunday the 26th. You guys have 7 weeks, you know, until December 4th. So this is definitely going to stir things up and get a lot more action happening in all your social realms. You guys are going to be kind of like the life of the party, I would assume. I mean, you're going to really have, or you're going to be really, you know, pissed off at your friends, I guess. It could be about anger, I guess, or a lot of passion stirring here. But, you know, social realms, this is a lot of motivation and activity with your friends, within the group dynamics, with whatever's going on with the internet or your websites and all that. Whatever you're motivated to do with a charity or a cause or a party or a gathering of some sort with astrology, don't be getting, you know, mad at your astrologer. Make it passion, okay? Or any kind of motivation around your own personal aspirations or your freedom or your original concepts or inventions. So, you know, you have a lot of heated up, fired up energy here that you haven't had access to for a while. And so this should be a really exciting time where you can motivate and get a lot of things done and express yourself and move ahead. So that's it, you guys, for our powerful solar eclipse week, our powerful week of coming out of this freaking fracking Mercury retrograde and this powerful week of having Mars finally show up in Capricorn. And so I think we're going to accomplish a great deal. And I hope to see you over on my Facebook page during the week and back here on the show next Thursday. It's Zoe Moon signing out. Have a great one, you guys.